Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Since you've been gone, I feel my life slipping away.
It's 38 Special bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I really appreciate your business. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Anastasi is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, professor of entrepreneurship, leadership, and decision-making at Daniel Webster College, author of The Successful Entrepreneur, filmmaker, independent filmmaker, about to take the film world by storm. And I'm convinced of that, Tom.
I am, but you know what? Let me share with you something that you already know how awesome your listeners are, because when we talked about crowdfunding, when we got our Indiegogo page last time I was here,
right,
we had this giant surge in donations from your listeners.
Thank you, folks. I appreciate you doing that very much. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. I'm glad that worked out, Tom. Tell them again how to find it.
Yeah, spintheplate.com. Yep, spintheplate.com.
So you'll be able to be part of this indie film. You've been, Tom has been serializing it basically on the show. You told us about it a year ago probably. We've been talking about over the year, we've been talking about how it went, what goes together and how you put it together and everything. So I'm glad that's working out. And it's going to be available probably for viewing next summer.
Yep. And we're in post-production right now, and we have just this amazing post-production team. And this has become a labor of love for a lot of people, because if we had to pay everybody what they normally get, we have a lot of very experienced people in filmmaking, but have done a lot of things like commercials or corporate work, and this is their first feature film. And they really believe in it. It would easily be $75,000 to $100,000. That people are donating in their time for us.
Well, I've never seen a radio show in the credits of a movie before. That'll be interesting, won't it?
You're going to be there.
<I'm just laughs>
you
kidding.
Are going to be there.
Let's talk about this. Spintheplate.com. I want you to check that out, folks. You can find out. Now, they can still contribute from there, right, from that website?
Oh, yeah, and we still have lots of giveaways, like movie posters.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Downloads and DVDs, so a lot of great giveaways.
So check that out,
really,
folks.
Cool things.
Okay, let's talk some more about decision making. Give us some more of your thoughts on. You're teaching this in school in to your MBA students.
Yes.
We talked about the fact that when you're a little bit more flush, you're probably a little more conservative maybe than you should be. When things are a little bit tighter and you could lose it all. It's when you might be a little more reckless, and is that a good idea? That's the issue, isn't it? I mean, the thing that entrepreneurs, the biggest challenge, the biggest internal conflict that small business owners have, the entrepreneurs have, Tom, is fighting that go no go thing.
Sure.
Because we're so close to full thermonuclear meltdown. One decision away from it. One bad decision away from it, and it's really tough. And so how do we help us with these decisions?
Yeah. So one of the things is that we need to have a large sample size. So lots of times we look at just a very short amount of time or a short amount of data or a small amount of data, and we sit there and make our decision based on that. And that's crazy, because things may be either just, it's a little bit of a downtime, and we're going to make the decision, oh, no, it's never going to be good. Or things are momentarily really good. We say, okay, it's going to be that way forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so be careful of that. Just take a little bit of time, look at more data, just let things sit, and then make your decision, because you'll be going in with your eyes wide open. Rather than hoping, you'll be knowing, and that makes all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that. Another thing you can do is realize that the law of averages, what we call regression to the mean, is real. And so, for instance, if similar well-managed businesses are growing at, let's say, 15% a year, don't assume that, we can never do that, it's going to be 5%. Or, we can do 50%. Well, it's going to be probably somewhere, if everyone else is doing about 15% a year, you may be a little bit more, you may be a little bit less, but you, over a long period of time, are going to be right in that sweet spot.
But you have to be careful. You have to be careful, though, about forecasting those things. It's one thing to believe that that could be your performance, but it seems to me you have to be careful about forecasting those things, because especially if those other people that you're studying, if they may have some advantages that you don't have. What do you think?
So that's why you look at a large sample of well-run businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to give you a pretty good idea. Like you say, it may be a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, but it's not going to be drastically more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the type of thing that can take a decision that can be kind of scary into something that's less scary.
But also, Tom, you should take your own sample. Do your own sample. That's one of the things I know you talk about is you know, test your own customers.
Correct. And then that's going to be your best data right there. And
right.
By the way, most people forget that their customers love them and really will go out of their way to help them. And if you survey your own customers, that's going to give you your very best data, because it'll tell you exactly what they're going to do in the future.
Absolutely. Hey, Tom, I need the website again, please, one more time.
Oh, TomAnastasi.com.
As well as SpinThePlate.com for the movie. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job. Congratulations on the movie, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
See you next time. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.